Well, then he goes on to say, certainly, again, the hypothesis of absolute personality explains the data far better than the hypothesis of ultimate impersonality, right? And those were the
So again, the this two. Distinction between the personal and the impersonal, right?
Yeah. Right. And if you know William Lane Craig's Kalam argument, you exist past the first cause of the first cause, he brings this up as well as either, you know, God is personal or it's impersonal. And so that might be familiar to a classical theist. An absolute personality can make a rational universe because he himself is rational and is plain for creation, and providence is therefore rational. The case becomes even stronger when we recall what was said in the previous section, that truth is an ethical value. Telling the truth is a thing that is good, but ought versus is. Why is it good to tell the truth? What if it's good to tell not the truth? But here, truth is an ethical value. The rational quest, like the ethical quest, is covenantal. It's personal related. There's an agreement that there are benefits to both sides, and there are repercussions for breaking that covenant. It essentially amounts to discovering the will of an absolute person. Ethic discovers his will for our actions. Epistemology discovers his will for our beliefs.
Right. So that's kind of an interesting, way to take it, right? Ethics discovers his will for our actions, how we should behave, what we should do. Epistemology discovers his will for our beliefs, right? How we take the world to be and that sort of thing. So we discover that. Epistemology allows us to do that.
Yeah. And that also answers the question, too. Why does God care what we believe? Well, if what he orders the universe is what his desire for us to know, then why he cares about what we believe? He wants us to have right thinking, which is in line with his thinking. And then how do we get in line with his thinking? Well, if only there's some sort of revelation tool that he can provide for us that allows us to discover both ethics and epistemology on the way that God thinks.
Well, yeah, okay. Good. Yeah, he says even logic itself is value-based. He says, if I confess that all men are mortal and that Socrates is a man, what is it that requires me to confess that Socrates is mortal? Right? He says, the laws of physics certainly do not stop anyone from making errors in logic. Now, yeah. It might point them out to us when we run into the wall because we, assumed it wasn't there. Right? He says, it's that being logical leads to success and happiness. Well, no, not necessarily. It doesn't always do that, right? So not the laws of physics, not some practical, being logical leads to success and happiness. No, that he says not. That's not always the case. Well, then is logic an evolutionary development to ensure the preservation of the human species? Well, he says, even assuming that evolution were true, it's not clear that being logical always or even usually preserves life, right? After all, he says cockroaches have inhabited the world much longer than man, right? And they're, bacteria, we wouldn't say bacteria is logical, right?
Yeah, they're making logical deductions.
Resilient.
Yeah. If I kill the host, then I die. So therefore I want to change my DNA structure a little bit so that the penicillin doesn't kill me. They're not making those types of value judgments at all.
Right. So preservation of human species, what's the big deal about that? Logic allows for that. And he's arguing, it's not clear that being logical always preserves the species, right? Sometimes there's other things that allows for preservation.
Right. So furthermore, if evolution seeks to ensure the preservation of a species, then it would seem to have personal characteristics or to be the tool of a person. So here's kind of the intelligent design sneaking in under the basis of science. It is entirely impersonal with no personal causes. Then it has no power to make logic normative. And if logic is not normative, we have no obligation to it whatsoever. No, the power of logic is normative and ethical. It tells us what we ought to confess as the conclusion, granting our confession of the premises, right?
So that is really an interesting kind of take on logic, right? It's he says it's beyond just rational. It's also ethical. It tells us what we ought to believe. This is what we should believe based on premises and that sort of thing. And so there's an ethical component of logic, which is kind of fascinating.
Right. Right. And I've heard atheists say, like, I want to believe only all true premises. I want to believe only all true things. Well, then if you ask them, OK, well, let's say that God exists and he's the creator of the universe and it is man's primary goal to glorify him and enjoy him forever. Would you do that? Well, no. OK, then you're running into a conflict with what your base statement is. If that's what it is good to do is to glorify God, then, you know, the logical conclusion would be, well, yes, if I'm shown that God exists and he's the ultimate creator and that's his goal for us, we should do those things. But we run into the, well, I don't like him, therefore I'm not going to do that. So it seems that the reevaluation of the ethics and the well, I'll just put up a logical deduction here or a scientific proof, and well, I'm then forced to believe those things, doesn't seem to hold the water that that the other side claims is the case. Frame goes on to say that if it is ethical, it is covenantal. The moral values it rests on depend a dependable world of a trustworthy person, a Lord or absolute a divine personality. Thus, when an unbeliever uses logic to raise objections against Christianity, they're using something that, manipulated it how they may, points in the opposite direction of what they want. They're talking about, well, you should believe those things. Well, why should I believe those things? Well, because they're true. Well, but I have no obligation to that, unless if it is this covenantal and holds a moral sway. So it's not just epistemology, but morality is baked into the epistemological framework as well.